So I'm not supposed to say anything right now. It's supposed to be the offering, but it looks like glitter exploded up here. But anyways, I'll move over here because I don't like glitter, but I'm going to say just a few words, okay? You see, in the baptism today, the gospel says that we enter the kingdom of God like a little child. And it's not, that doesn't mean that you have to be a child to be baptized as a child to enter the kingdom, because you can be baptized as an adult. What it's talking about is the fact that it's childlike faith. And that's what we saw here today. It's childlike faith, right? Simply the ABCs of Christmas. Simply two children celebrating this weird, wonderful, mysterious gift of having water plunked on their head in the name of the triune God and being baptized. We adults are the ones who complicate the faith. We are the ones who start asking the questions, well, how could God have created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh? And how could a flood really have happened? I don't understand that. And by the way, what happened to dinosaurs? What's up with that? We're the ones who start asking the questions, well, is he real? I can't see him. I can't touch him. I can't feel him. We're the ones who start asking the questions as we get older, well, if bad things are happening to me, then he must not be real, right? Child, they skin their knee. Bad things happen. They put a bandage on it. They realize, oops, I messed up. Whoops, something bad happened to me. They go out, they get back up, and they play again. The very same game, riding the very same bicycle. I remember when I was young, there was a big hill behind my house, and I used to love to get at the top of that hill and ride down that hill. And one day I was going really fast, and my bicycle flipped over, and I went down the hill, and I had abrasions down my whole side, right? Did I blame God? No. Did I blame my parents? No. Did I blame my bicycle? No. I didn't blame anybody. I went inside, got bandaged up. My parents said, don't do it again. Turned around, went back outside to my friends, and went down that hill again to show people that I could do it on my own. We forget that Satan exists out there. And what he wants to do is he wants bad things to happen to us. He wants to work in our minds to make us question things. He wants us to work in our minds so that we start questioning, well, if that person is this type of sinner, can they really be loved? And if that person does this, can they really be loved? And if that person is a homosexual, then I have to be afraid of them, right? See, that's what Satan does, right? But the childlike faith, what does it do? It embraces everything. It embraces the people around it. It embraces the people who are different. It embraces the people who look and act different and smell different and even sneeze on you and get a little bit of mucus on your hand during a baptism. Right? Because that's what childlike faith does. And so maybe, just maybe today, watching a baptism and a remembrance of a baptism and watching Christmas through our children's eyes, just maybe we step back again and realize we got to stop being adults. We got to stop being too big for our britches. We got to stop thinking so much and simply laying back and resting in the ultimate love of Jesus. That's what Advent is about. That's what Christmas is about. Taking the time to step back, to sit down, to lay down, to be at peace, to take a nap, to take your Z's, and to rest in Jesus. And to be a kid again. To remember that first Christmas morning. To remember what it's like to open those gifts. To remember what it's like to have a new friend and not to judge them because they look different or act different or smell different or different than us. Because you know what? That's what Jesus does for us. Jesus looks at us and he sees us in our sinfulness. And he sees us, all of us, me too, in my sinfulness. And like I told you last week, all of us have an honorary doctorate in sinning, and I got the first one. We're good at it. But he looks down in our sinfulness and he loves us. That's why he sent Jesus into this world. He sent Jesus into this world to show us how much he loves us. He sent Jesus into the world to die for us, to forgive our sins, to open the kingdom of heaven to us so that we could be his little children in this world, rejoicing in his love and his forgiveness and his life, running around with smiles, sneezing on people and not caring. Right? Because that's what Jesus has done for us, for you and for me. So maybe today, maybe this Advent, this third Sunday in Advent, maybe this Christmas, just take a break from being an adult just for a moment and be the child of God that he made you to be. Have a little fun in his kingdom and rejoice in knowing that your sins are forgiven and that the gift of heaven is yours. Amen. Now I'll be quiet.